Housing is the single biggest expense for many people in Columbus, especially those who have low-paying jobs. Even if they get a better-paying job, it might not be enough if their housing costs rise. As part of our project, Chasing the Dream, Poverty and Opportunity in America, WOSU's Adora Numbi-Gadeh takes us to one neighborhood that's on the rise and the problem that presents for some residents.
Michelle Person is a 30-year-old single mother who lives with her 6-year-old son in Wineland Park, a neighborhood just southeast of the OSU campus.
When I moved in here, I did my first cartwheel. I haven't done in years.
Now she wants a better home.
I do need another space, a bigger place, like with a washer and dryer. That'd be more better. I'd be good in a backyard.
Person has lived in a subsidized apartment for 6 years and pays $71 a month in rent.
So what's preventing you from moving to a bigger place?
Money. I don't have the income that I should. I don't work. My job is taking care of my son. It's just picking him up, taking him to school, get him dressed, do his homework.
Wineland Park, like many low-income areas, has seen big changes. The neighborhood dates back to the 1890s when it began as a streetcar suburb. Manufacturing plants employed a lot of people from the 1940s to the 70s. Residents had good jobs with decent incomes. The neighborhood was stable. But then came globalization. The factories closed, the jobs left. In the 80s, as people moved out, gangs moved in, and crime increased. Kia Linville recalls her childhood in the 90s.
I used to live right there on 4th and 8th, and I literally seen someone get killed right there on the corner, and it made me not want to live out here no more.
Over the past 2 decades, the city, business leaders, and Ohio State have worked to revitalize the neighborhood. The United Way's Michael Wilkos, who lives in Wineland Park, has helped lead the effort.
So for more than 20 years, this neighborhood has been focused on both the physical redevelopment of the neighborhood and building the capacity of folks who live here.
The city increased social services, including career counseling, GED programs, and childcare. It all but eliminated abandoned homes.
One of the things that you see about Wineland Park is the variety of housing stock. So on one block, you might find a single family home next to a duplex, next to a 6-unit row house. And that's, I think, one of the things that gives it a unique character is that mixture of different housing types.
Wilkos says stabilizing the neighborhood with diverse housing choices means people of different incomes live near one another. That increases understanding and hopefully encourages low-income residents to better their situations. But all the attention has a downside. The threat of gentrification. Diane Dixon, who has lived in her Wineland Park home all her life, worries that she cannot afford the rising taxes.
I get so many offers in the mail and phone calls constantly. Do you want to sell your house? Do you want to sell your house? I'm not interested in selling. I don't believe I should be taxed out of my home that I grew up in.
Wilco says a big challenge in stabilizing neighborhoods and achieving the dream of financial security is helping people in the middle. Those who don't qualify for subsidies, but also don't make enough for market rate homes.
So let's say you live in subsidized housing and you're looking to make the jump to a market rate home. Is there anything available for people in between that gap? How do you make the jump?
So I think you are asking a question that is probably one of the most critical questions we as a nation have to solve.
Adora Numbi-Gadeh, WOSU News.